Obviously, training camp's back at Pittsford at St. John Fisher University. How exciting is it for you guys to be back?
So exciting, yeah. Haven't been to training camp in over 10 years, and we've never seen Josh Allen play in person, so this is very exciting for us.
Yeah, exactly. And like, we've been missing football all summer, so to feel like it's coming back and fall is in the air, I'm very happy, yeah.
You guys, I mean, it's been a while since you've been at training camp, but yeah. When you come to this year's camp, is there anything in particular that you are watching and like what kind of happens here on day one?
You know, you just feel the Super Bowl, atmosphere that we've had in the Josh Allen era. So just to be here, it doesn't feel like a regular training camp. It has that big game feel, like, and it's just practice.
We're looking for Josh, and we're looking for James Cook, because you got to let James Cook, right? So, but to see everybody out there is going to be exciting nonetheless.
All right. Yeah. Well, before training camp, they announced yesterday that they're bringing back the red helmets for least one game this upcoming season. Yeah. Does that excite you guys at all? Is that something that you were looking forward to?
Oh, definitely. I came up watching the Bills in the 90s and the early 2000s, so it definitely brings me back to those glory days.
Red's my favorite color, so you can't go wrong there. Absolutely.
Well, just curious with you guys, how did you get your tickets for training camp this year?
I won the lottery.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I got in right as soon as the lottery started, and he actually entered too, but he didn't win, and so it's a pity bring that he's with me here today. No, I'm just kidding.
She's the lucky one in the house. So.
Well, perfect. I mean, what do you make of the way that they're kind of doing the ticket system now for training camp? I know in years past it was just like, oh, you could go to Tops or Wegmans, pick up the tickets for free, go enjoy yourself. But now with the way that the team is and how many fans are coming down, it's changed a little bit. What do you make of that?
I love it. It's kind of like an exclusivity factor too, especially like this being first day and you just like hoping to God that you're the one that gets picked. Like, I think it's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree. They've made it such an efficient and easy process. You know, I don't even see any room for improvement from here.
As if this is a survey.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome.
Yeah.
5 out of 5.
So I know that you guys haven't been to training camp in a while, but what is it about this year that made it an absolute must to be able to get down here to see the team before the season?
Because we're going to go to the Super Bowl this year. That's why. And we got to be here in the beginning of the season to say we were here when, at practice when, the year that we go to the Super Bowl and we win.
And I'm a big believer in the process, so it's just this is day one of the process of going back to the Super Bowl. So, we're absolutely stoked.
And you like the fact that training camp stays here in Rochester for another year at St. John Fisher?
Yes, it's the vein to Buffalo, I think, from Rochester, right? Like, we don't host the team here, but we host the team in the preseason, and I love that.
Yeah, it's just, it makes it for a really nice morning. We both took the day off from work and grabbed breakfast, and here we are at training camp ready to see the Bills on their way to the Super Bowl this year. You can't beat it. I'm glad that they stuck around in Rochester.
Aside from it being still here in Rochester, close to home, what is it about this facility that you like?
Oh, St. John Fisher is beautiful. I mean, I remember the last time we were here 10 years ago, it was one solid tent with a whole bunch of little things in it, like the store. And I really like this layout right now. It kind of feels like an expo, and that brings a little bit more excitement to it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah.
I can't really expand on that. Yeah, you put it perfectly.
Understandable. All right, the hardest question I'm going to ask you guys now. Yes. How do you think the Bills are going to do? What are your predictions this year?
I'll let him answer first.
Because
I'm a high believer. I just think we're going to kill it this year. Yeah. I mean, the people to look out for are the Kansas City Chiefs, obviously, because they put all their money into the refs. But that's what we dealt with the Patriots in the past. But, We're gonna slay this year.
All right.
I truly believe that they're on their way back to the Super Bowl this year. I'm not going to say they're going to win it, but they're definitely going to get there because they have consistency in their squad, and it's just been year on year just building on top of that. The play callers are just they're in place, and it's all in place just to build behind Josh. And I really think that they've built up something special, and. I can't wait to see the new defensive players too. It's a full balanced squad that they have, and that just matches the expectation level.